Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you coming to us via the blog line, and we just thank God for you. We're combining together this morning on the blog line and the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Happy to give God praise. Last night we gave him over 2 billion praises. It was wonderful. Awesome on the blog line. And also today has been awesome. Wonderful, awesome on the First Fruits line. God said to me the other day, he's so pleased at how we have set the platform to get him billions of praises. And something is going to happen spectacularly. I've been praying for it. It's going to happen spectacularly. And God is going to do something so spectacular that people, that praise level up, amen, and give God more praise than the world has ever seen. It's coming, y'all. I tell you, it's coming. It may come this year. I don't know. God is over timing. But I think I've got the assignment because he knows that I have the stamina to stand, and that when he tells me something, I know that's a done deal. It's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. Something spectacular is going to happen. Oh, my God. And it's going to usher the world into praising God more than we have ever seen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We see just a little foretaste of it, those who have time for the Lord and come on the blog line. We see a little foretaste of it. Mm-hmm. And oh, my God, it's coming. Oh, my God. And you are the first partakers of the fruit of the vine. Then y'all are the first partakers of the fruit of the vine. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to pray this morning and ask God for what he will, and let his perfect will be done. And give him glory and praise. And then we'll greet the Lord. And then why don't we greet him first? Those who want to say good morning, you got to treat God like he really is alive. You can't treat him like he's in the grave. He is alive. Good morning, Lord. I know you never sleep.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
That's good. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I count it indeed a phenomenal, ultra awesome privilege, an ultra phenomenal privilege just to come to you and have an audience and just tell you that I appreciate you. You've been there in the midnight hour. You've been there when all of us have gone through storms and rains. God, you've been there.
Yes.
When we've had struggles, you've been there every step of the way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. Never will forget when Ambassador Lady Betty got sick, and I was there. I thought I was there in the waiting room all by myself. And I looked around, and you were there, God, every step of the way. Mm. And when I got sick myself and didn't know what to do, I didn't even think to pray. But you were there. Every time we needed you, you were there. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You're the best friend we've ever had. God, when I had that wreck, you gave me 7 miracles in one day. In one day, my God. You were there, guiding me and leading me. If I had taken the other route, the fast route on the highway, with the same sleepiness, I would have killed myself. But thank you. You were there. May I say much obliged to you? May I tell you that I love you with all of my heart. I appreciate you so much. Now, you told me to ask and it shall be given. I'm obeying you. I'm asking you to bless every participant on this prayer line and every person who got up early to give you praise. God, you can do it. Shake the chunk tree and send financial blessings all over the land. And remember the folks here on this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise line and the blog line.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, those who meet the requirements with their faith level, I'm asking you, just as you're making millionaires around the country, you're finding new people, new overseers. You had your money in the hands of people, and now you can't trust them because they think it's their money, not your money.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you to remember some of the people here on the prayer line and the blog line. Oh, God, remember them.
Thank you.
And make some of them millionaires in the name of Jesus. I don't know when I've ever in my life asked you for something that you didn't do. I thank you because you do hear my prayer. And you do give me grace and mercy and answer my prayer. Thank you for it. Let this come in the name of Jesus. And have I not said to you a few moments ago as you prayed, this year shall be your miracle year. And have you asked me now to include them? I shall do it. Shall see miracles from me, and I shall be glorified.
Yes.
Thus saith the Lord. Yeah. Thank you. Somebody ought to help me thank him. Praise the Lord. She'll be here at some time, I'm sure. But if you hear me whenever you do, let me know that you're there so you can give us our station identification. Thank God for all of you. Mm-hmm. Give me just a moment. All right, go ahead, Ambassador.
Yes, I do apologize. Oh, bless that wonderful name of the Lord. God bless you. We do honor and salute and Chief International Ambassador, Ambassador Chief Ambassador Johnson, to Ambassador Lady Daddy, amen, First Lady of the Lines, amen, to our Mother to the Nation, Ambassador and Right Mother Adley Johnson, to all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to all of the bishops, all of our other providers, broadcasters, that is, and to all of our families and friends that are listening from all around the world, from whatever continent or country or nation that you are part of, we welcome you, amen, and we thank God. And we're here, live in the studio, broadcasting from the blog, Talk Radio, NPA, NPA.com. That's how you can reach us. Just go there, and you'll be able to see a little bit more about us. But in the meantime, we're live. Call in at the studio, 347-934-0207, and we're being heard literally all over the world. And can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? Wow, to God be glory. And we do salute our Chief International Ambassador today, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And may God forever bless you, sir, and continue to do what you do. God bless you. We appreciate you. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. You're doing an excellent job also. Amen. As my mother says, we wouldn't trade you for a gold guinea. God bless you. I want some people to get ready and give their praise report. Sister Jerry Hall, I want you to get ready to give your praise report. Ernestine Riley, yeah, Sister Geraldine Garnett, and Mother Willie Johnson, she was first on the line today. Sister Farshi, many times she's first. I want you to give your praise report. All right, y'all get ready. Stay tuned here. And when I ask for praise reports, y'all just jump in. And give me a praise report in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you. That strong anointing. I want to go also to Sister Scott here in Kansas City. I want you to give your praise report, all right? God bless all of you. I want to go right now. That's why I shall hold on. I was talking to the Lord. And the Lord said, have Mother Johnson come back before us with this wisdom seminar. I've been enjoying it so much, sitting at her feet and being blessed. And Mother Johnson, I want to just open it up. If you want to make a statement again, good. If you want to tell us something, I know it's going to be good. That's fine. It doesn't have to be any thought out. Whatever the Lord gives you right now, that's fine. And then we'll open it up for one or two questions to you. Amen. And then we're going to have our praise reports. All right, Mother Johnson. Amen. Yes. The line is in your hands. If you want to make a statement before we open up the questions or whatever you want to say, just let the Lord use you as he always does. Thank God. The line is open to you.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and to the entire prayer line. I honor all of you, and I thank God because I'm so well taken care of. The Lord is just doing a great thing, taking care of me. And I'm praising and honoring the Lord for Jesus and for his cleansing. It's in my soul right now. I thank him for a wonderful night of rest, and how he take care of me and wake me up on time. And I praise the Lord. I praise him. And he's just making ways for me where there seemingly is no way, and give me strength to carry on. I said, the Lord knows. Some said, well, I had one person to tell me, well, you stop praying and asking the Lord, don't take you now. I said, I'm not praying that prayer. I'm praying, Lord, I want to be ready when you come. When you come, I want to smile, be smiling. I don't want to be sad or frowning, but I want to have a smile on my face. And I don't want it to be from just from the outside. I want it from the inside out. And I praise the Lord. I try to live every day that when the Lord come, I don't want to regret his coming. I just love the Lord with all my heart. And I've given my life to the Lord years ago. And I look to him by faith every day, knowing that he see me, he know what I'm going through. No need to say that I don't have no pain at all. But I say that's what he desires me to go through. And I'm just going through it, praising him anyhow. I thank God for the pain, and I thank him because he let me maneuver with the pain sometime, and I thank him. I praise him and magnify him. I don't think he wants us to worry about nothing. He said in everything, give thanks, for it's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And I've learned one thing. I used to say, no, I know he don't mean that, because I can't praise him and I can't thank him for everything. I go through so much, and how can a person thank him for everything? Through poverty, poor, I was so poor, couldn't maneuver. But I found out I can thank him for everything. I just thank God because he's good to us. Oh, he wake us up in the morning and start me on my way and let me get up and walk through the house. And I praise God. I said, Lord, you got everything I need. All the things that I need is in Christ Jesus. And he's got everything you need if you can just apply yourself and give yourself to the Lord. Surrender your whole will to him. Don't hold nothing back, because the devil got nothing to offer you but death, hell, and destruction. That's all the devil got to offer. He make it look good and make you think you're doing well. But, honey, he's the own, taking you on with him to hell, because he know he's going to burn in the fire and brimstone. And he wants everybody he can, everybody he can get to listen to what his traits are. He wants you to listen. And he's just dragging you right on along with him. But, honey, learn how to put that fella out of business. Learn how to rebuke him. Give yourself to God. He said, surrender. Submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and he will, not baby stew, but he will flee from you. I love the Lord with all my heart. I want to be pleasing in the sight of the Lord. I want to work for him. I can't do what I used to do, but I can do whatever the Lord give me grace and give me truth and give me strength to do. And whatever he wants me to do, he'll give me strength to do it. I thank the Lord. Folks call me for prayer, and God give me a prayer to pray. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to pray as I ought to pray, but the Lord will intercede for me. He will word your mouth and give you what to say and how to pray for people, give you where the pains are sometimes. And I tell you, I just love the Lord with all my heart. I don't want to tuck nothing under the rug. So many times we say we give it all to the Lord and got so much tucked back under the rug and think nobody knows that but me. Nobody but me. I don't. Nobody know it but me. But I want you to know there's a great big guy sitting high and look low. He's sitting up there looking, oh, my God, looking and seeing everything we do, and he hear everything we say, and he know everything our mind is on. We can have a good mind or an evil mind and think he don't know, but he know exactly where we stand. And it's just time to surrender your whole will to the Lord, because Jesus is surely coming back again. And he's coming back to get his own. If we're not living what we should or what the Lord is calling us to do, we're going to the wrong place, to hell. But I thank God. Give it all to the Lord. Don't hold nothing back. Just give it all. Ask the Lord to help you and watch you and cleanse you and create in within you a clean heart. And renew a right spirit in you. And God has everything we need, and he'll do just that. God bless you. Pray for Mother Johnson, and God will always get glory out of my life. God bless you. Bless
wonderful,
you.
Mother Johnson, wonderful. God bless you. My God. I want to open the line up now for anybody who has a question for her. It can be spiritual or it can be natural. There are two realms. So whatever God needs you to do, whatever question you have, the line is open to you. If you have a question for Brother John, the line is open. Anyone? You have a question,
brother, Dr. Johnson? I would like to see this.
Mm-hmm.
These attitudes. You know, people got some terrible attitudes now.
Mm-hmm.
They saved and sanctified and filled and baptized. But these attitudes are not going to take you to heaven. I want you to know that. They're going to take you to hell. This attitude can't stand nothing. Can't tell you nothing. But God is looking and booking. And it's attitude. Then we save. I tell you, God has a sweet attitude. He wants us to be sweet and kind and collective. Don't hold on to my attitude, because they're not going to heaven, I tell you. I just can't take it. I don't have time to fool with that and all this. But humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, that he might lift you up in due time. God will. God bless you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. You're in order. And it's your time. All right. Anybody have a question for Brother Johnson?
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita from Michigan. How are you, Mother?
I'm blessed. Highly favored of the Lord.
I would like to know, how long have you been a church mother?
Oh, my God. Ever since 1966.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
40. That's about 47, 46, 47 years, somewhere around. Let me ask you, Mom, how long were you and Dad married? How long were you married?
I didn't quite understand that question.
I wanted to find out, how long were y'all married? I know, but I just wanted
how long were we married?
Uh-huh.
53 years mm-hmm. and 26 days.
How many hours?
Wow. Yes, sir.
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Mother Johnson, how many children do you have?
Well, I right now have seven, but I am the mother of 11 children, but I had two of my children has gone on, four of them gone on to be with the Lord, so I have seven alive.
Thank God.
God's perfect number. At this time. Praise God.
Oh, God.
Mother Johnson,
God bless
yes.
you. This is Prophetess Elect. This, glory to God, I just embrace everything that you share with us. And my question is, as a mother in the church, what I observe in a lot of jurisdictions, we have mothers and we have a lot of saints that are sitting there. They shout, they praise God, and they speak the word. But they are so, now I'm not going to say mothers, I'm just going to say some saints. They are so mean. What did they do with the Holy Ghost in the inside of them that would not cause them not even smile a little bit or a peaceful countenance? Is it because they're sitting there ignoring everything what they see, and so they are staying focused? What is going on? Do you see what I'm saying? I see that kind of globally. I mean, saints praise, and then all of a sudden they move from one level of praise, and they go back and they're sick. And this is every age. God bless you.
Well, I'm not quite understanding exactly what you're saying, but it's one thing about it for a mother. I think a mother is a role model. She should be a role model for the whole family, and not only that, but for the church. I don't think a role mom should take down to give in, regardless of how, what folks think about her. When she speaks the truth, it's the only thing going to save us all is the truth. Because I believe the Bible says, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's only the truth going to save the people. And sometimes they don't want to hear the truth, but give it to them anyhow. And if we do what the word of God says, then the Lord will in turn bless us. And I think we should be mothers in Zion. Don't worry about what others are doing and what you see others say they are mothers. And I think a pastor's wife should be a role model also. I put that in there. I think there should be a role model for the church. I don't quite maybe understand all you're asking, but that's what I think about a mother and pastor's wife.
She mentioned Mother Johnson. She mentioned that some of the mothers, you know, in church, they're sanctioned, but after, I mean, you're saying they're so mean, Mom.
Just let me leave it like that.
you have a sweet, sweet attitude, sweet persona, and tell us, what is your approach to that? Why are you sweet? So many mothers, I know, the mother I remember most in my life was the meanest person I've ever seen. And you're quite opposite of that. You are sweet. What is your approach to that? How did you get so sweet?
I believe in seeking God and want to live right. I want to have the right spirit. I want that sweet spirit in me. And I don't care who you are and where you're going, where you think you're going. If you don't desire to be sweet, and regardless, think because to your mother, you can just take over and be mean and get your point over. But you're not going nowhere. But you want to humble yourself before the Lord and let the Lord make you sweet. You want everything that's not like the Lord. You want him to help you get out of all of that stuff. You want to lay aside every weight and the sin, which does so easily beset you. But if you don't ever come to the point that you want to lay all this mess aside and get rid of all this junk in you, well, it'll always be there. But you got to desire the Lord to help you. They won't get all this stuff that's not like the Lord. Get it out. Lord, help me. I don't want to be nothing but just what you want me to be. I want his sweet spirit in me. I want a life in Christ Jesus. I want to live so he can use me anywhere and anytime. I don't care where it is when you call on. And you don't know you're going to be called on. But God, if you want to have something said, the Lord's going to always be there. He said, open your mouth and I'll fill it. And I'm a witness. If you just open your mouth, the Lord's going to give you something good to say to the people. I'm going to be frank with you. I didn't know I was going to say nothing this morning. The pastor's going to call me. But I'm going to be frank. If you live right, God is going to always be there for you. You won't never be so puzzled that you can't say something good about the Lord, because he's good all the time.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
I don't know whether to answer your question.
Love you, Mother Johnson. Love you, love you, love you. God
and love you more. God bless you.
All right, ma'am.
Ambassador Pfeiffer here. I have a question for Mother Johnson.
Bless you.
God bless you, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador. God bless you in the First Fruit Prayer Line. Just so wonderful to hear Mother Johnson's voice on the phone this morning and all the wisdom that she's imparting into us. And I just praise God for it. And I was asked this question just on the other day. How do you handle conflict in the church? If a young lady come in with the miniskirt on and the pastor prays for what you are, and the mother covers her up because she sits on the front row.
My question is, do you think that mother should be corrected if they're offending in the body? And some of my young people won't even pass by one of my mothers. I get that, saying they're going to offend me no matter what happened. I could dress nice, they offend me. It look like the mothers just come into church to be the enemy to the people, and that's not what God wanted to be, because you don't want to have that spirit. Would you think it's necessary in a, you know, like you have your mother's meetings, you may not call out the names, but you would say these are our dress codes and these is what we expect. We want our mothers to be sweet. Would you do such a thing?
Well, yes, I would do that, because some mothers have to be taught.
Yes.
Because they hadn't been taught to be a mother. They haven't got there yet. And they don't understand they haven't surrendered their will, and they don't want to be, so many mothers don't want you to tell them nothing. And I don't think they should be a mother being appointed. I don't think a pastor should appoint a woman that can't be told. I think every mother should have a sweet spirit, and if you haven't, well, they need to be taught how to be sweet and how to speak to people. You don't go to them and just bawl them out.
Right.
But it's a way you I talk to them one-on-one. Sometimes I just talk, sit down and talk to them. And if they get unruly, I think it's good to bring the pastor in and just teach them women, teach them mothers. If he appoint them, I think he should always be in them. If there's anything contrary, the pastor should be able to bring him in on these and teach the women, the mothers, how to be a mother.
Amen.
Some don't know how to be a mother.
Yes.
Amen.
And one other question, Mother Johnson, I wanted to ask you. I know that you, Mother Johnson, are you the mother of the church? You know, we have mothers, but then there is one set aside that is the mother of the church. Are you the mother of the church?
I am the head mother of the church.
And if you're the head mother,
I'm the head mother.
And you're the head mother, and that's what I wanted to share. The head mother is definitely in her position to correct things in love, and I certainly believe that you have that type of spirit, that you know how to correct it in love. And then I believe this as being in a leader. Sometimes when we pray about a thing, yeah, I found this out in leadership. A lot of times I don't have to do correction because I pray about it and God works it out and fixes it, and then the word will come across and God knows just who to aim it to, and it will save, you know, not all the time, but most of the time, my correction is through prayer.
God bless you.
That's
amen.
What?
I don't know if you can hear me, but I've got to move. Amen.
Yes.
I love you, Mom. I love you, Dr. Stern.
God bless you. Bless you.
I want those persons I asked for a praise report. Please, the line is open to you. Jump in there and give me a praise report. God bless you.
This is Sister Jolene Garnett. God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you.
I count an honor and a pleasure, and I know that the Lord is using you in a mighty way. I thank God for this prayer line, Dr. Johnson. God is using you in a mighty way. I just thank God for the message one time you spoke on instruction, order, peace, and respect of a person. And I just thank God for instruction and order. And I thank the Lord for what he's doing for me. I'm telling you, he is really moving in my life. And I just thank God for all his goodness, Dr. Johnson. And Mother Johnson, I really appreciate you. The wisdom that you have is such a blessing. And First Lady Daddy, I just honor you all today, and I count it a pleasure. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I love you.
God bless you, too, and thank you. I always can use encouragement. What an encouragement. Thank you.
God bless you.
This is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. I just want to say good morning to the prayer line this morning, to everyone that's on. I just want to thank God for allowing me to lie down last night. Woke me up this morning and blessed me to get up, and I thank him for it. I thank God for I know that it's in him that we live, that we move, and we have our being. I just want to thank God because God blessed me, I tell you, in 2014, just as you had said. I mean, blessings like I had never seen was in 2014. I thank God because he just keep on doing great things for me. I want to thank God this morning for just allowing me to be on the prayer line because truly I have been blessed. I want to thank Mother Johnson this morning for those words of wisdom that she has given us. I want to thank God because this is what we were brought up on. The mothers of the church telling us how to live, how to, and we had mothers that had sweet spirits. I mean, they were firm, but they had sweet spirits. And I thank God every time I hear Mother Johnson speak, it just brings back memories of how we were taught in the church as young women. But I thank God. And Dr. Johnson, I just want to thank you. And you know, you have encouraged me in being faithful, because when I come on the prayer line, you're there on time. When I go on the blog line, you are there on time. And I pray to God for your faithfulness, that he would continue and continue and continue to bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Riley. Amen. I needed that. Thank you so much. All right. Anyone else with the praise report? Those persons I asked, jump in there.
This
else?
Is Sister Linda, and I just want to thank the Lord this morning for how he have been blessing me. And I tell you, this prayer line have been a blessing, a big blessing to me. And I just want to thank God, because ever since I met Dr. Johnson, I just love him. I just love him, you know. And I thank him for this prayer line. I be up here on the prayer line every morning, and I don't want to miss it, because when I miss it, I miss something, and my day don't go right. And I just want to thank Mother Johnson, hallelujah, for her wisdom and knowledge, for how she tell us, because I have learned a lot being on this prayer line this morning, every morning. I just love Dr. Johnson.